We'll see something very basic, the load average, the thing that you have on top when you look at the performance of your server. Very basic, but with a lot of misunderstanding, and the goal is really to understand if it's useful or not, and at least how it works. I usually do that as a live demo, but I'm not sure about the Wi-Fi. I think I've lost the connection, but I have some recordings. Basically, what we will do, we will look at what we have in top. So this is not moving because I lost the connection, but we will see later on recordings. You can start to think about it. I have run something that you can see in the processes there. I have two CPUs. I have a load average of 32 for a long time. I don't know if you care, but I have 99% of weight I/O. And basically, my question to you is, do I have a problem or not? I am bound on a resource or not, and if I'm bound on a resource, am I bound on CPU or I/O or memory or whatever? And this simple question, I see a lot of people who cannot really explain it. And the goal of the presentation will be to tell you that you can mostly ignore the numbers that are on top of top, because those are about the systems, the processor. What you care about for your application performance is more the tasks that are running, and this is probably more useful. Coming back to the slides, where I have the recordings of all the demos, so we'll not try to reconnect to the Wi-Fi. So that's a screenshot of what we have seen. People using the cloud providers like to provide nice graphs about performance, and usually they put first the load average, the CPU usage, and typically I have two processors, I have a load average of 30, and my CPU is doing nothing. Memory is 100%. What do they want to tell us with that? Because most systems will have usage at 100%, and that's probably cool. So we will look at that in the next 20 minutes. So first, this is the recording of what I